We're going to talk about food safety and religious freedom today, and that relates to learning disabilities, or better said, overcoming learning problems, because the best way to solve a problem is to prevent it. Welcome back, everybody. This is Overcoming Learning Problems, and I always say problems are to be solved. The best way to overcome a learning disability is to prevent it. Okay, we don't like to say learning disabilities here. We say learning problems because problems are to be solved. And the best way to solve a problem is to prevent it, and that's true for learning disabilities also. We did not have as many learning problems in the past. And if anybody argues with that, just don't listen. I am in my 60s, hard to believe, but I can remember when things were different. And things were more different before I was born in the 50s, and more different before that. Yes, okay. Before the turn of the century, 1900, literacy was not 100% in this land. It is not 100% now, newsflash. Actually, functional literacy may be down. Reading level is certainly down, but that's not what we're going to talk about. Anyway, it's just that I know what the usual responses are. All right. We could start giving you statistics for autism because that's the most obvious. I used to go around saying this, that we needed to look at environmental causes. I would say that in the 80s and the 90s, and people would just fluff me off, until in the Learning Disabilities Association of Texas, their medical advisor stood up and he said, you know, we know that eating lead causes brain damage. Maybe we ought to look at environmental factors to this increase in learning disabilities that we have. Yes, well, I had been saying that and been fluffed off, but they couldn't fluff it off if their medical advisor was taking that position in public. Hallelujah. All right. So, in general, we know that our food supply is not the same as it was in our for you great-grandparents' generation. Used to be that everybody grew their food and ate the food on their farm. And the small percentage of the population that didn't do that lived in towns where they bought food from people who ate on their farms. The majority of Americans were farmers until fairly recently. Let's say, the 1930s. And all of our chemicals, or not all of them, but most of the chemicals that we deal with on an everyday basis have come into our society since the 20s and the 30s, and almost none of them have been safety tested. And we have processed food that have chemicals in them. And many children who have had problems, behavioral problems, learning problems, have been helped by the Feingold diet, and it's sorting out what they're reacting to. Okay, none of this is new. And you may know that the Amish tend to live longer and be, on average, healthier than we are. There's also a long-standing study, I think it was published in the 80s, and it was not published in a peer-reviewed journal because it was so surprising, but it did get published in a widely read periodical.
And quoted in psych and social graduate courses.
about the mental health of Hutterites, much more mentally healthy, because everybody's taken care of and loved in their society. Well, Hutterites and the Amish both live a lifestyle that is much more normal. It's not modern, okay? So the Amish folk are the people who still use buggies. They farm in a natural method. So the Amish, each family will own a farm. The Hutterites have group ownership and may have modern tractors, but they still live in a more natural way. Both of these come from the religious heritage of Menno Simons and from the Reformation of the lower classes, as opposed to Luther, who was more upper class, okay, in Germany and the Netherlands and so forth. You will see that the women in both cases wear long dresses, very plain. In fact, they call themselves plain folk, and they farm. They eat natural food, and they tend to be longer-lived and more healthy. They don't get involved in many modern practices, and they do have large families and very religious and devout according to the Bible, and they have very functional societies focused on love. I want to talk about their food sources. Now, Amish live in a variety of places in the United States, and Hutterites live in Canada and in Mexico, and Amish and Hutterites live in Latin America and so forth and so on. And they tend to sell their food. So if you see a farmer's market that's labeled farm market, it very likely is an Amish. And they're very, very popular. Very, very popular. And they may also sell handcrafts. So the largest community of Amish in the United States is in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And you may have seen beautiful pictures of quilts and buggies, and beautiful fields. So, in the news is one Amish farmer named Amos Miller, who has been selling his produce to people beyond the Amish community his lifetime, and I think his father did that before him, and probably his grandfather before him. And all he hopes to do is to follow his religion and pass his farm down. And he lives in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. And Amos Miller has never violated a single law in his life that we know about. He has been harassed, however, for decades now. First by the FDA. Well, all of the FDA suits against him have been settled, and he prevailed. However, now it is the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture that is harassing, prosecuting, and persecuting him. The Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture had to lie to the court to begin their harassment of him. They went far beyond their legal jurisdiction. They have done unimaginable, unethical stuff. They have continued to lie to the court.
And of course also to the press, who seems determined to simply be mouthpieces for lies without checking or without finding both sides of the story. Just atrocious.
The latest thing is they raided him, knowing that he was represented by a particular attorney. They did this when this attorney was out of town.
Which, of course, is against the rules when you're in a court case.
Raided his raw milk when they don't regulate raw milk. They tested this. They kept everybody out, so nobody could see. They tested it. They hid the results of the testing because it showed that there was no no tainting, there's no contamination of any of his raw milk products. But they hid that. They told him that he may not sell those. He may not feed them to his pigs. He may not, the people who had already purchased those may not receive them. And he may, they even want to control what he feeds to his own family, which of course is wildly beyond their jurisdiction. It violates the First Amendment.
Okay, so let me tell you my understanding of the amendments that they have violated. You know, the lawyers rattle off numbers, but given what my students know, I don't think most people know what these are. So, First Amendment, which is the right to freedom of religion. The Fourth Amendment is the right to not have warrantless searches. So let me just read this to you. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And seizing people's own food and giving them rations when they're farmers, that's ridiculous. And no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. Well, they got a warrant by lying to the court, supported by oath or affirmation, etc. Amendment 6 is speedy trial. I think that's been violated here and elsewhere, certainly elsewhere. And a public trial, a public trial. So the courts in Pennsylvania tend to not permit cameras in the courtroom. In this case, the bailiff was telling journalists that if they took notes, they would go to prison. You heard me right. Okay, and let's see. Amendment 9 says only enumerated powers to the government, and they just chose to be pantry pope without jurisdiction. And the state Amendment 10 says what's not given to the federal government is retained by the states, and the state government in or the Constitution in Pennsylvania, well, my understanding is it's stronger in this, but they, and the reason that the Amish live in the state of Pennsylvania is because the Quakers who founded it said they wouldn't be harassed there. Yes, well, if you want a lawyer's perspective, go find Robert Barnes. He's counsel for the defense, and he's widely available, and you can hear quite a bit from him on locals at vivabarnes.locals.law, something. Anyway, you can find it. If it's selective prosecution, and we are in big trouble because they're going after him because they want to control our food supply, and given the context of what's been going on, that's pretty scary. In fact, I just heard this morning from an ex-military man that about the fires in Texas that while he doesn't have proof of arson, pattern analysis suggests that there is a war on beef, and that's that part of Texas is a very large beef producing region. Of course, it violates any kind of ethics, and the repeated lying was so egregious that the prosecutor had to redirect the witness for the witnesses for the Department of Agriculture because it was just too obvious, the miscreances. Now, what is most important for my audience is the necessity of some families to be able to buy raw milk and other products that have no chemical taint as well as no biological taint. And there were many families who testified, well, who wanted to testify, that they needed this for their children's well-being, safety, and even life. The court permitted only 4 people to testify in person, and 4 families came at their own expense and begged the judge to permit their child to have this food. It was emotional enough that the judge caught the deal. Okay, and in the interim, these children have not had the food that they needed to stay healthy and possibly even alive. In one case, the family said that the child is autistic if he eats conventional food, but not if he eats Amos Miller's
food. These people testified under penalty of perjury. And the prosecutor thought he was going to pull a fast one, and he asked the people on the stand, who paid for you to come? And they said, we did. This is so important. Please, judge, please let our children live. Now, the judge did hear that. The judge, however, did not understand, and you will see it published in publication. Why doesn't Amos Miller simply get a permit? This does fundamentally is misunderstanding. In the first place, why should Amos Miller have to get a permit? He's not a retail seller. He's not a retail seller. He shouldn't have any labeling laws and no permitting laws. If you have to get a permit for something, then your rights have been reduced. We have permitting requirements in the conventional system, what we now consider the conventional system. For instance, if you put, you know, 1,000 different farmers' milk into one truck, you're going to have that truck inspected, and you've got to be sure that the factory doesn't taint the milk and so everybody die. Okay, so in these big, large commercial, we do need FDA and we do need inspections, and maybe permits might be reasonable. But anytime a permit is required, your rights have been reduced. And Amos Miller is not a retail operation. This is a buying club. Everybody agreed. Everybody knew. There has not been one complaint. The press has lied about it. Not one complaint. Not one person has ever been proven to be sick, even though there have been lies. You know, Amish people don't lie. And when they see lying on the stand, they just can't even process it. We had employees who weren't there, don't know about farming, weren't there, just lying on the stand. And then people put that in the press and just lie. Okay, but particularly about a permit to sell raw milk. In the state of Pennsylvania, if you get that permit, then you promise that you will not sell raw milk cheese, raw milk cottage cheese, blah, 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 blah. So the permit dramatically reduces your ability to sell raw milk products. And according to Mr. Barnes, it looked to him like the judge had a hard time understanding that. And I will tell you, when I see this being reported on in regular news media, as usual, there is a very shallow understanding. And this understanding is completely absent. Okay, so this is the point where I know it's really of extreme value to my listeners. You want your children to be healthy and safe and not have their brains damaged. Therefore, you need choices. And this may not be a choice that you particularly live and die on, but somebody else very much like you is. And the government is clearly targeting Amos Miller as a test case. And he's already been through the ringer for decades with the FDA and prevailed. Again, he's being through the ringer. The tests show absolutely no taint. I mean, how hard is that? Absolutely no taint. 20 years he's been selling things, not a complaint. How many times have people gotten sick from restaurants that you know are still open? How many times have people gotten a little sick from some factory food? Or maybe even died? And is it even reported or investigated? Is there a citation? Why is there? This is not just prosecution, but persecution of Amos Miller. By the way, RFK Jr. has expressed interest in this. I think he may have even shown up. I know that Sally Fallon testified. Sally Fallon is a representative of the Weston Price Foundation. And remember when we had Christina on, who talked about breast milk and how she couldn't breastfeed, but she was able to find a way to give her children good milk. because of her membership in the Weston Price Foundation. So that relates to us. As we have seen lately, the conventional media has simply lied. They've taken the lies of the government, magnified those, and put those out as if Amos Miller was an obstreperous farmer, which of course is nonsense, and anybody who knows the Amish knows that's complete nonsense. But to find out the truth of it, you can go to Lancaster Patriot, you can go to Gibson Go, and you can find Robert Barnes, who is their attorney. He's a constitutional attorney. Robert Barnes, he's most often interviewed on Viva Fry, who has a channel on Rumble and Locals. And on Locals, you get a lot more from Mr. Barnes, and you even get postings of his pleadings sometimes, which I recommend. So I want to alert you to this case, because this case is about not just religious liberty, because this is the Amish way of life that's under attack. Now, they could still live and not sell food to outsiders if they would permit him to go ahead and farm. They would just forbid the buying or selling. Feed his family, and which is the precedent of American law, okay? There's never been any laws that prohibited that, and the assumption that it would not. And there is a general question about the philosophy of agencies that are part of the executive branch being judge, lawmaker, judge, and jury. I mean, there's a philosophical question about that in general, but in this case, they went far beyond their legal jurisdiction, their mandate, and, you know, beyond all reason. And they've had to lie to the court. But as we have seen recently in other news, we have corrupt courts, and one of the states that has some of the most corruption, and it has been reported in the past 3 or 4 years, has been Pennsylvania. So we don't know how this is going to be resolved. But either way, it is going to be pivotal for food freedom. Now, in this case, many families, this is vital. Why would the government, in a sustained way, go after Amos Miller? Because he's an Amish farmer. Because he is a successful Amish farmer. So there is a whole movement in this country to go back to the land, to return to traditional farming practices, small farms, whereas there's also this agribusiness, which has basically taken over almost all arable land, and even in that, large farms have been purchased by questionable actors, foreign ownership, and also multimillionaires who are implicated in extremely questionable, likely dangerous, likely deadly activities recently. These same people. So two kind of movements in divergent directions. So if we have these two divergent directions in the context of other controversies that I'm not going to actually say, because it's not, sometimes it's not safe to even talk about these things. It's easy then to imagine that the powers that be want to take out Amos Miller because he is a test case, because he is well known, because he is completely innocent, because he would be known to be so, so that everyone else is afraid to sell their produce, their untainted traditional produce, for the same reason that there are words that I'm not going to say. Now, I have been advised, by the way, that I have been shadow banned. My numbers are so significantly down from what they used to be. So likely shadow banned beyond the social media platforms, just my website. I'm not going to risk having my podcast completely shut down. But anyway, we have these concerns about our health and safety at the State Council. We know that there is this country. We know that.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come.
And you already know, coming from the other end, logically, good food is important. Not poisoning yourself is important. And since we have our kids who have vastly higher statistics of having problems physiologically and mentally than ever before, and of course, it's multifaceted, but if you're interested in food, you'll want to know about this Amos Miller case. I realize that you're busy. Who could follow all the law, all the news? Who could follow it? And it takes some patience and possibly some talent to follow the law. Yes, but I will recommend this to you. If you can do that, if you have the time, set your grandparents to following Robert Barnes. But in the meantime, you might want to be an engaged citizen and go to the Give Send Go page. Lancaster Patriot has put up, and there are some contacts, representatives in Philadelphia. They haven't given you the address of the judge, so I guess that's off the table. I don't know. But certainly the representatives in Philadelphia. So we should call the governor, because the executive branch is under the governor at the state level, but you also need to call the state representatives, because they make the laws that would rein in those state agencies. Yeah, the governor and the representatives and the senators, right? Okay. And be very careful about voting with your dollars. Vote with your dollars. Buy food from a safe source. And it's obviously and abundantly clear that things in the conventional market are less safe than the things in the traditional market. I remember when I was a girl and I was, you know, beginning to be involved in controversial issues, and I said to my father, "Oh, such and such is not safe to eat." And my dad said, "Oh, Sharon, that's what the FDA is for. FDA will check things before they go on the market. Food and Drugs Administration." I said, "Oh, okay." Well, that was in the 60s when he told me that. But in his older years, he spent a great deal of time in Vioxx litigation. Do you understand what I'm saying? So the Food and Drug Administration has passed through many drugs that have proven to be dangerous. And Dad, being an attorney, spent a lot of time with Vioxx litigation precisely because he didn't feel safe with what the FDA had permitted. We know every month that one of these big distributors has problems. Do you remember when Costco had problems? Were they shut down? I'll bet you in any metropolitan area of any size, there are numerous health citations. So the FDA is needed. They need to do what they are commissioned to do. But they don't have jurisdiction over a club. So this is not, Amos Miller is not selling food retail. People signed on knowing what the deal was and how he did his food substances, and they agreed. And not one person has ever complained, right? So if you have a friend that you're buying raw milk from, good. You can see if your friends are healthy. Okay. So find places to buy food that are untainted. This whole episode, and I pray God that Amos Miller is vindicated in the courts. If he's not, then the courts themselves are indicted for corruption. But I pray God that it's sorted out properly. But in the meantime, and nevertheless, you and I as mothers are responsible for the health of our children. So eat food like God made it. That's another one of those things that I say all the time. And it surely has stood the test of time. My family has been healthier because we've done that the best we can, living in the city. And today there are so many more options. There is a farm stand not far from me, and I can go pick up things there. And that's true for my daughter. So I recommend that for you. Vote with your dollars. And also, vote with your opinions. You can call up representative, be polite, say who you are, say I'd like to register an opinion, say what you have to say. Okay? And the people on the phone may or may not be polite back, but you be polite, and they may or may not tell you a bunch of fool stuff. Doesn't matter. When you call up, they know somebody cares, and they're not getting away with a bunch of nonsense. And if you pray, pray seriously, because the life, health, and safety of our children is at risk. This is pivotal. This case will set a trajectory for, at least for Pennsylvania, but I really think for our whole nation, because the FDA is watching what the Pennsylvania department's getting get away with. All right? Be blessed. Engage as a citizen if you can, but remember your first ministry as a mother.
Sharon would love to pray with you for your children. In fact, it would be an honor for her and her prayer team to bring you and your loved ones to the throne of grace. Just email your urgent prayer request to info@greatshalom.org or write to the Great Shalom Broadcast, P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. God says, where two or more are gathered together, I am there. God hears and answers prayer.
30. That's P.O. Box 971, Cedar Park, Texas, 78630. And this podcast is found wherever you find podcasts. If you're not finding it, let me know. Okay. And please share it. Thank you very much.